My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District and is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. He's also a longtime former judge in the state of Texas. If you caught the first part of our conversation, you know that Congressman Gohmert is very upset about a new marketing campaign launched by the Department of Health and Human Services to spend about $20 million of taxpayer money to promote the president's health care laws. The congressman was upset with the fact that taxpayer dollars are being used for it. More money will need to be borrowed as a result of it, and because, he says, the Supreme Court could make the whole program null and void within just a few weeks. During that part of our discussion, the congressman also said he was frustrated by President Obama going around the country and saying that Congress won't cooperate with him when, in fact, he won't actually sit down at all with Congress. So we pick up our conversation with me asking Congressman Gohmert what areas of potential common ground there might be between the Republican-led House and President Obama.
Well, there's a lot of things that we should have common ground on. We should have had common ground on not devastating our national defense at a time when we can't afford to do that. We should have had agreement on not devastating Medicare, which Obamacare cuts $500 billion from. He talks about wanting everybody to pay their fair share. There is nothing that would be better than just having a flat tax to satisfy what he is demanding. You know, you want everybody to pay their fair share, then let's have a flat tax. If you make more, you pay more. You make less, you pay less. And that would jumpstart this economy. You know, Steve Forbes proposed 17%. Art Laffer tells me he has a 12-12 plan that would just blow the economy sky high with new development, new business. So there are a lot of things we could be doing, but instead, well, look at the American Jobs Act. He demanded to come speak to Congress about the American Jobs Act. We make room for him. He comes in, and he gives a speech on a Thursday night. Friday morning, he is spending millions and millions of dollars traveling around the country, demonizing Congress for not passing his American Jobs Act, when it had not even been written. It was not written until late Monday. He's still out there for days demonizing Congress. He forgot to even bother to ask a Democrat to file it. So I think we see a track record of this president. He's all about campaigning. He's all about demonizing everybody that disagrees with him instead of coming to Capitol Hill and not lecturing and actually exposing ignorance on some Supreme Court law and some on how the process works, but actually sitting down and saying, you know what, come let us reason together. Because there are a lot of us that would sit down and reason with him and talk with him, but not when the first thing he does is jump on a plane and run around the country demonizing Congress.
Couple questions for Congressman Louie Gohmert before we let him go. One on health care, one more general. First of all, we know that since Republicans took control early last year, you had a vote to repeal the president's health care plan, which obviously did not succeed in the Senate. And then there have been other votes to look at individual portions of the bill, from the Independent Payment Advisory Board to some of the paperwork, one of which actually did get repealed. Any other plans the rest of this session to take a look at some of the components of the president's plan if the Supreme Court lets it stand?
Well, there were some of us that did read the bill. I don't know of anybody that voted for it that read it before they voted for it, but I did. That was one of the reasons it scared me so bad. But, you know, there are some things that we could work on. You know, having 26-year-old children who are still living at home still be able to be on the health insurance of their parents, that really doesn't cost the industry anything. In fact, you know, these are normally healthy kids. There are a number of things like that. Being able to buy insurance across state lines. There are things, Greg, that we agreed on that when they were in the majority, we were telling them, look, come on, let's pass bills that we can agree on, because we can agree on some of these things, you know. Not having people with pre-existing conditions get screwed over by an insurance company when they can't do anything about it. There are a number of things we could have agreed on. We could have passed bills in a bipartisan manner, and they probably would have passed 400 to 20 or something. But And even though I know there's 435, some don't vote most of the time. But anyway, there are a number of things we could. And I'll tell you one other that we ought to pass, and that's a bill that I've been filing every Congress, the last four Congresses, including this one, and that is to eliminate the automatic increase in every federal department's budget that's been going on since 1974. The Speaker and Paul Ryan were true to their word. They got the bill to the floor. They told me last summer they promised me they'd do that. Got it to the floor, and it passed the House. We ought to be demanding it of the Senate, and the President, of all people, ought to say, you know what, this is a gimme. This is an easy one. You know, nobody in America gets automatic increases on their budgets. Heck, the House, for the last 2 years, we have cut our budget 5% and 6%. It's now actually over 2 years about 11.5%. That doesn't do much for the deficit unless the Senate joins us and requires every department in the federal government to cut their budget 11%. We're talking real substantial cuts then. We're talking real difference to getting us on the road to prosperity again. But this president's too busy out there campaigning and demonizing anybody that disagrees with him.
Last question before we let you go, and it's not an easy one to encapsulate in just a few seconds, but as you well know, there's another debt ceiling debate coming in the House of Representatives. It's not exactly clear when that might happen. Speaker Boehner has said he's going to demand spending cuts to offset any increase in the debt ceiling. The Treasury Secretary Geithner seemed horrified by that suggestion. So what do you expect to happen?
Well, I hope that we don't lose our nerve and let lies come in from Tim Geithner. I mean, Mr. Not paying my income tax for 4 years in a row. I think people ought to take a look at who's saying that. And, you know, I thought Paulson was the worst Treasury Secretary in history until Geithner came on board. And he's even surpassed Paulson. I didn't think it was possible. But the fact is, if people will look at history instead of the fear-mongering and the misrepresentations of the Secretary of the Treasury, they will see that at least twice we have bumped up against our debt ceiling in the 80s and in the 90s, and in each time it was months. It was a number of months before there was any adjustment to the debt ceiling. There's no reason that we can't do that again. Get up against the debt ceiling and force this runaway Senate and runaway White House into being more responsible and stopping the expenditure of $3.5 trillion when we have about $2.5 trillion coming in.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, good of you to spend some time with us. Thank you.
Love talking to you. Thanks so much, Greg.
Louis Gohmert, Congressman from the 1st Congressional District in Texas, former judge in the state of Texas as well, member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.